It's been a year and a half since Shakira McClendon has had full-time work.
If you were to look at my resume and see my qualifications, there should be no reason why it has taken me this long to find employment.
McClendon worked in purchasing for a manufacturing wholesale company. After losing her job, she's had to work minimum wage and part-time jobs to pay her bills. But she's remaining optimistic and says there are visible signs the economy is improving.
This is actually my third job fair within the month, so that's a good sign to me.
Several employers hiring at the job fair also say things are getting better. Irene Hernandez is manager at Shane Company in Alpharetta.
A year ago, I would say we had probably 6 sales associates on the floor, whereas now we're going to have probably closer to 12, 13. So we're hiring like crazy.
But some say the available jobs don't pay enough. 53-year-old Mark Anthony Mitchell has been searching for full-time employment for 2 years.
You have a lot of service jobs opening up, but as far as jobs so, you know, men can be men and take care of their families, no. That's on a decline, and I hate to say this, but I think it's going to get worse before it gets better.
Mitchell was working as an inner-city pastor when a 4-year grant that supported his ministry ran out. He started his own 501c3, but to feed his family, he's had to downsize his home and work low-paying part-time jobs. Despite the difficulty, he's staying positive.
Something's going to fall. I don't know when, but I'm pretty optimistic.
The unemployment rate in Metro Atlanta dropped to 8.3% in February. That's down 0.4 of a point from January and a full point from February of last year. Michelle Worth, WABE News.